Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, you know what it is today. Even though you're on lockdown, through the magic of radio, we are going to get in our Starship Lock and Load and head to Planet Rick. They're waiting on us as the planet's administrator. And he is Rick Ector, the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and a whole bunch of other stuff, I'm sure. How you doing, sir?
Man, you know what? It's a great day to be alive, as always, man. It's just, I'm trying to figure out where in the heck am I, man? You know, am I in the land of the free and the home of the brave, or am I, like, in prison, in a well... You know, adorned, attractive cell, man. That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. But it's a good day to be alive.
Yeah. I'm just having that conversation. I'm trying to determine. And this is the thing. I realize that in a moment of emergency that you have to do some things that wouldn't normally happen. Except you know, there's so many little fights out there. Like your governor, she thinks she's the all master being of time, space, and dimension, doesn't she?
Man, I mean, you know, you really don't know anyone until the day when they, by default, elect them supreme ruler of everything that breathes, you know, in the state of Michigan, man. You really don't know anyone, you know, until that day actually happens, man. And I'm like, it's making me question exactly where am I? Because here's the thing. As an adult, as a law-abiding citizen, as a patriot, as a person who believes in this country, man, and as a rational human being, let me not forget that. You really don't have to really berate me to, you know, shelter in place and continue to seek refuge in my home because, you know, there's a virus running rampant that's making a lot of people sick and taking a lot of people, you know, near death and in poor health. You really don't need to really make that argument too hard, too strenuously. Actually, you could just really say, hey, it might be a good idea if you, you know, reduce your public contacts and, don't be out so much until we get a handle on this virus that we don't have a cure for. You know, it's our recommendation. You know, okay, I can take that, but when you tell me I can't go outside, well, see, now it takes on a whole different light because see, now what seemed rational and common sense now. It's stirring up ideas of defiance in me, telling me, well, who in the world are you telling me that I can't go outside?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing, and I've said this many times, and I know a lot of people look at me when I say this. They're like, well, Bill, what are you trying to say? And I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm trying to say. The law-abiding citizen throughout the United States, whether they're in Detroit or in, you know, Des Moines or, you know, somewhere else, they are the harbingers of the peaceful existence that we live day to day. It's not the cops. It's not the government. And it's because of their voluntary obedience that this is able to happen. Right. However, that can change at any time. And
when
unfortunately,
you start mandating and telling people what they must do and what they have to do, or yeah, they're going to be sanctioned, well, gee, that takes on a whole different light, man. Now, just the mere fact of you thinking that you can tell me that I must do something, right? I haven't been convicted of a crime. I haven't had my rights diminished in any way. I am still a citizen of this country with no rights, with no impairments to my rights, man.
Right.
Now, when you tell me that I must do something, now it's like, okay, well, now you're stirring up feelings of resentment and thoughts of rebellion.
And the problem is, if that were to occur, because the other thing is that I did a little thing about us being a police state and everything, and that, you know, a police state is only as good as the police, and since the left throws the police underneath the bus every other day, right, the police are not going to be out there trying to enforce some of this nonsense that they got going on.
Well, you know, the thing is, man, here, particularly in Detroit, man, they're on our front lines, you know, the ones who are, you know, enforcing the regulations, the rules, and the laws that were enacted by duly elected representatives in our government, man. I mean, true enough, we did elect a governor, but we didn't elect a dictator.
No. And when Chief Craig first got there, the first thing I remember him doing was he got out there and said, you know, I don't have enough officers to reply to everything that's got to happen to you guys, so you guys need to arm up and go get a gun and learn how to use a gun until we can get there to help you. How much of an uproar did that cause?
It caused an uproar here amongst the people on the political left.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, my God, how dare you tell people that it's an option for them to exercise a right, a birthright, to defend themselves, because the police are astute enough to realize with the level of violence and crime that we have in this town, with the dearth or a lack of police officers, they may not be able to get there in a timely fashion. So it makes perfect sense. As a matter of fact, it was a rational statement. It was a logical statement. It made perfect sense.
The other thing is, how many right now in Detroit, I mean, Chief Craig has coronavirus, doesn't he?
He has announced within the last 2 or 3 days that he now has tested positive for coronavirus. And, you know, I'll say this. Before he came out with his announcement, and I've met him a few times, you know, he's always been a man full of vigor and full of life, man. It seems to be in relative, you know, good health. And I sent him an inbox on Facebook, you know, like, hey, man, I heard what happened, you know, I wish you a full, complete and speedy recovery. And you know what? He responded back. He responded back, thank you. You know, and my prayers are definitely with him. You know,
well, I mean, this is the interesting part about it. And I tell you what, we're not going to have enough time for me to bring it up. But I will point this out to you simply because of the question you asked at the outset of the show, because it's an interesting question to ask. And at the same time, when we sit here and consider the overall landscape of what is reality, I think that sort of clarifies a few things a little bit. But, you know, I'll get your opinion of that. How do they find you on social media?
Man, I'm all over the place. Rick Ector, RickEctor. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and yes, I have over 2,000 videos on YouTube. Come check me out and hear my commentary, hear my speeches, and check out my media appearances.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision. Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's Planet Rick with Rick Ector. And we at the opening of the show, Rick, you were talking about how you don't know if you're in a really attractive jail cell or what it is. And here's what I think is the problem to this, because my worry is that a lot of people gave up a whole lot of stuff, gave a lot of latitude to the government because they were afraid.
Right.
With all these politicians letting all of these criminals out of jail, and at the same time, while the police are pulling back, they're also going down to coronavirus. Without the armed citizen in place, we would be looking at a very chaotic time, wouldn't we?
You know, but here's the thing. I, as a person who has embraced the Second Amendment in the aftermath of being a victim of a violent crime and armed robbery, you know what? I embraced and had a awakening of what my duties, my rights, and responsibilities are as a citizen. We had no less than 2 Supreme Court decisions that have affirmed to us, the citizens, that, you know what? You are responsible for your safety. The government is not, responsible for your life. That is your job. And you know what? I have wholeheartedly embraced that. Okay? Coronavirus or not, man, it's like, it's only reasonable and rational for me to make the wise decision, knowing that, you know, our system is only designed here locally in the state to process or treat X number of people at any one time, and we're going to overwhelm the healthcare systems, and there's going to be some people who will die or perish who otherwise wouldn't have if they had the appropriate doctor's treatment. I get that. I totally get it. And you know what? Under that light, I'm willing to sacrifice my freedom of leaving my home and going wherever I damn well please just for the sake of doing so. I'm willing to make my home an attractive jail cell, you know?
Okay.
For the greater good. But once you tell me, under penalty, under being sanctioned, that I must stay at home, well, that just completely turns it, you know, on its head, man. Now you're stirring thoughts of rebellion inside of me to go out in spite of your edict and in spite of your order, just to demonstrate to you that you can't tell me what to do, especially if I haven't been convicted of a crime and suffered some impairment of rights.
Right.
You know, I don't know, man. It just fires me up. You know, I really want to just go out the house and parade up and down the street with a flag and say, how dare you, you know?
Well, I you know, depending on the jurisdiction, like in California, out in Los Angeles, you know, that sheriff out there, Villanueva, he was in charge of the task force that oversaw emergency operations. And he was going back and forth so much on the gun stores being open issue, because first he said they're closed, then he opened them, then he closed them again, then he had to open them again. And now they've removed him from that. And, this really boils down in a lot of cases to some of these people don't know what they're doing.
You know, that whole thing, you know, it just speaks to the level of brainwashing, you know, that you could find yourself subject to if you're in a place, say, like California, and definitely not the whole state, because there are areas of California that are as pro-gun as any other pro-gun state, man, but when you start telling people, hey, you know what, I need you to suffer these impairments and these restrictions and these loss of rights and freedoms for your protection, I mean, that just rubs me entirely the wrong way, because I know it's not your job to protect me. It's
right.
Not. Your job is to be there, you know, for assistance if I call upon you, for example, for crime, right? If someone
right.
commits a crime, okay, it's your job to go solve that crime and bring that person to justice. But It is not your job. As a matter of fact, you have refused to take on the responsibility of keeping me from being a crime victim. And the only way you can keep me from being a crime victim, basically, is turn me into a prisoner or into a criminal and detain me. But yet and still, we have people every day who are killed and injured in prison. So even in that scenario, you cannot protect me. So why have all these pretenses, man? Just do your job, man. Leave me alone. I totally accept my responsibility for being responsible for my safety. You know what? It's an uneasy feeling at first when you first realize what you are actually required to do, that it's your job. But once you embrace it and it becomes a core of who you are, man, the mere idea that someone is now forcing me to do something against my will for my safety, which is not even your responsibility.
Well, you know, I think it comes down, for you, it was driven home by what happened with you when you were ambush robbed, right, in your own driveway. Right. The realization that there is no one coming. And once you accept that and you say, but I can do something about that, and I can change that dynamic. And once you realize how, you know, you would not be defending against gunfighters. You're defending against thugs.
Exactly.
They're not trained. They don't know what they're doing. They have a gun, and it's pointed in your general direction. But it's not like Jerry Michalik has come to take your wallet off of you. So.
But see, here's the thing: if it was a Jerry Michalik, it doesn't matter. Here's the
right
thing. I still have the right to defend myself. I am still empowered to do that. And you know what? The Second Amendment does not guarantee that I will prevail in a deadly force encounter with criminals and bad guys. It does not.
It gives you an option.
The fact that it does not. You know, but it gives me the right and the opportunity that I will fully avail myself of should that need ever exists. But don't try to take that right from me. Rights are things that cannot be taken.
There you go. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll open that up by telling everybody how they find you on social media, because we ran out of time and didn't have time to do it. We're on Planet Rick with the administrator, Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is on the way for small businesses.
I want to remind small business owners across America that the Paycheck Protection Program is launching tomorrow.
That program allows small businesses to apply for loans that will let employers continue paying their workers. President Trump also announcing that he has taken the new coronavirus test, which is faster and less painful, and once again tested negative. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says financial relief for the coronavirus fallout is arriving this month.
I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' accounts.
Those comments directly contradict an NBC report that said it would be months, which Mnuchin said was false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Rick Echter from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, as we stroll around Planet Rick. Is there anything besides the lockdown that you wanted to talk about? Any sort of training stuff that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I did, man. I allowed myself to get carried away. You know, I get so impassioned and inflamed about this whole having rights business, because this whole environment that we find ourselves in, man, it's creating a little bit of fire under the behinds of people who've been on the fence about this whole gun ownership thing. And I imagine that there may have been some people who had some anti-gun leanings and misgivings who, you know, when this whole thing just unfolded, man. They were like, okay, look, forget everything I've ever said negatively about guns. I'm going to buy me a gun because I am afraid. I want some protection. I want something. So this is like my take on buying. After you bought your gun, I'm making the assumption you ran out and you did a panic purchase and you ran out and bought a gun. Okay, I'm helping you deal with the aftermath and the repercussions and the consequences of buying your first defensive gun. And I do realize that there's a wide disparity places that you can buy a gun. And of course, all places are not equal, man. And you got some people with different motivations in selling you a gun. Some people, excuse me, just want to move what's off the shelf. And some people really care about you making a correct decision, man. So it's going to be a high level look at the things that, you know what, you need to keep in mind, man, when you're buying that first defensive gun. And first and foremost, well, you know what? No, let's make this interactive, man. I'm used to talking in dialogue, man. You're buying your defensive gun. We're role-playing, Bill. You've never bought a gun before. As a matter of fact, you may have had some anti-gun misgivings, man, and you're going to a gun range to buy a gun. You don't know anything about personal protection or self-defense, man.
Right.
What are some things that if you were counseled diligently and correctly and with your interest at heart, what are some things that a credible, ethical firearms dealer would ensure that you took in mind when you're buying this panic purchase of your first gun?
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't know, because anytime panic buying goes on, I buy nothing. I shoot nothing.
Bill, we're role playing.
Okay, so I get okay. So I'm gonna.
You don't know anything. You're a newbie, right?
Okay, so
right off the.
Are you the gun seller?
I'm the retailer.
Okay.
The FFL, man.
You okay,
know,
I'm looking at my
shelves and how they were once fully stocked, man. And you know what? I'm seeing some names of some guns I've never seen before, and I'm the person selling them, man. And you're coming in and you're like, hey, I'm freaked out. I need a gun. And instead of just, or do I just give you a gun and meet your requirements, or do I at least try to do something helpful so that
okay.
When you
all right.
Get past this era, that you'll okay. Be like, okay, I didn't do too bad.
Okay, so let's go. I'm going to, all right. So, hey, how you doing there? Listen, I've never owned a gun before. I didn't even, as a matter of fact, I don't really like them, but I'm thinking that I need something for home defense during this trying time. What's the best gun for home defense? I've heard of something called a Croc or something. What's the best gun for home defense?
Yeah, you know what? I would say a Glock, yeah, for sure, but man, we really don't have any of those clocks for sale right now, man. What type of requirements are you looking for? What's important to you?
Well, I need something that is like has stopping power. And I think 45s have stopping power, because I keep hearing people talking about how 45s just knock them off their feet and everything, or maybe a 10 millimeter or something. I need something that has stopping power.
Okay, so have you ever shot a gun before?
No, I haven't, but it doesn't look that hard. I mean, I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the thing is that we have to ensure that you're able to control this thing. Just because you perceive a need to buy a gun doesn't mean you just grab, you know, one of the highest powered guns on the market and that you actually shoot it. But, okay, tell you what, why don't we at least start you out with a 9mm? You have any ideas as to what type of size physically on the gun? Is this strictly for personal protection?
Well,
is it something that you're going to carry casually?
Before we do that, can I see how big the bullet is? Because I really think I need a big bullet.
Well, I tell you what, we will definitely set you up with some ammunition, you know, just so you know the cartridges. But, yes, they are specifically designed to match up with your gun. You can't just throw any caliber gun and caliber round of ammunition into your gun. How many rounds do you think you'll need? Like, what capacity in terms of ammo do you want in the gun?
Well, what do the cops? How much do the cops carry? Because maybe I should get whatever the cops carry. What do they carry?
Oh, they carry those Glocks, man. But tell you know what? I do have a Smith & Wesson, man. M&P, last one in stock. It's you know what? I have the very last 9mm on hand. This might work for you. Let's see if it fits. Hold your hand out. Hold it. Yep, right there. Put your trigger finger there. Long slide, right?
Yep.
How does that feel?
That feels okay. I've never held one before. I guess it feels all right. It feels like it fits in my hand the right way. What are all these little things in the box?
Little things in the box. Which one? There's a lot of things in the box. Which little things are you talking about?
Why does it have a padlock? Why do I need a padlock?
Oh, yeah. There's a federal requirement that we have to give you one of these. Are you married? Do you have small children?
Yes. Both.
Okay, well. Well, I mean, it's either yes or no. I mean, okay, sir, you know what? Your personal lifestyle, that really doesn't matter. You have the money.
Right.
I'm going to sell you a gun. Here's the thing. It's your responsibility to make sure that this gun never gets into the hands of someone who is not properly trained, because we would not want any incidents to happen. By the way, speaking of training, Have you identified any trainers to work with you to teach you fundamental firearm safety?
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Yeah, there are rules out here to make sure that you don't inadvertently, negligently hurt yourself or hurt other people, man. So,
well, okay. I had never heard that before. I always thought it was, from everything I've read, it's like the Wild Wild West, and, I just want something for the house. And if you think, do you think this would work for me? Although, I'll tell you what, Rick, we're coming up on the break. We'll finish this on the other side. I'm starting to get into my role as, Fudd Frady here. We'll be right back, talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, among other things. We were doing a little role-playing where I'm a former anti-gunner who has realized far too late that, I don't realize it, though. That's the point, isn't it? Most of them don't realize it because it's, he was asking me questions like, well, have you ever trained? Oh, yeah, I played lots of Call of Duty. I know exactly how all this works, yeah.
And you know what? The funny thing is that a lot of kids are learning how to operate guns just by watching video games. But, you know, as we were exploring, you know, through that whole role-playing exercise, man, there's so much that still needs to be covered. You know, in terms of, you know, I'm going to pull out this manual. It's like maybe 10 to 15 pages long. You need to read it and completely understand it before you even attempt to operate this gun. And on the first several pages, there's some very fundamental firearm safety rules that you must follow each and every time that you come into contact with a gun. As a matter of fact, I would recommend to any person that's just doing a panic purchase of their very first firearm that they at least reach out to someone that they know is qualified, whether it's a family member, you know, or a neighbor down the street, or a firearms instructor that has some time to spend with you, to run through all of the fundamental firearm safety rules and how to safely load and operate this gun. As a matter of fact, there's so many things as it relates to the law. I mean, and that's going to be, you know, dependent on what jurisdiction that you're in. I mean, for you to buy a gun, walk out, and wait, we haven't even gotten to the accessories, you know, the ammunition, you know, the holster, you know, how are you going to carry this, storage, how do you plan on storing it? You have a wife who, you know, if you're the buyer, if you're buying the gun, I'm going to make the assumption that since you're clueless, she doesn't have any training. And if you got kids, how are you going to keep the gun away from kids? What type of accessories, what type of protocols are we going to put in play with that? And then this whole shooting stuff, man, I mean, in terms of how to even pick it up and how to grip it and how to actually, you know, give yourself the best chance of actually hitting the target. And then there's the huge elephant that's in the room that hasn't been addressed, man. It's the jurisdictional laws by which you're going to be responsible, even if you are in your home. And the rules of engagement are different depending, probably to a great extent, on where you're located. And, you know, so, you know, there's this whole concept of the castle doctrine. You know, do you guys have it where you're at? You know, can you, you know, just light up any person that doesn't have permission that walks into your home without permission or without just cause that's duly recognized by the law, man? You know, there's so much that we need. Like, what other things have we not covered? And man, and just imagine, we're running through this talk top speed, right? There's a ton of people behind us, and they're waiting, and they're getting antsy because they want to get their gun, too. What else have we not talked about?
I watched every episode of Miami Vice, and I've seen The Expendables two or three times. So I know how you hold the gun. But, you know, does it sound like it does on Miami Vice? Because that's pretty loud.
It does, only louder. But here's the great thing. The human body is a wonderful thing. If under the right circumstances with the appropriate stimuli, you won't even hear it. You might not even remember pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
You know, because of... And storage. How do you plan on storing this gun? Are you just going to be like some of those guys like that Rick Esker dude in Detroit? You're just going to wear your gun all day and just, if you're sitting at a table, you're going to put it right next to your cornflakes? So what are you going to do with this gun? How are you going to keep it?
Well, have you ever seen that movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? I was thinking about hanging it around my neck with a string.
You know what? That could work, man, as long as you can ensure that trigger is protected and that no one can come into your direct field of view, you know, within you to take control of that gun and operate it without your permission, by all means. And you know what? There's these locks here. There's the case. Ah, man. You know what? Every time you use this gun, and as a matter of fact, using it, you got to practice, man. You know what? Is there any place that you can go to practice? Because here, at our gun range here, we're limited to only 10 people in the shop at one time, and we can't operate our shooting range right now under those limitations because we're so busy selling guns.
Oh,
is there a way that you can, like, shoot this gun safely and at least, you know, at least know what it's like so you'll have someone?
Well, I mean...
Is there someone you can talk to?
I was thinking about just putting targets on the ground in my backyard and just shooting down at them.
That might not be a good idea. There might be a rock or something hard underneath the target on the ground and may cause it to ricochet. And it could inadvertently harm someone or damage their property, which is another thing. That whole legal process, there's a lot of laws that you're going to make sure that... is there a gun owner that you know that you can talk to that can...
No, everybody that I went to college with, you know, I really don't like them. I don't really see the need to them, except now all of a sudden it seems like there's finally a need for me to have one. And, I mean, I don't really know anybody that has one, though.
Okay, so here's the thing. I can't impress upon you any more stringently, any more strongly that you really need to know the laws, because, man, I would hate to sell you this gun and you take it and go out and do something illegal and irresponsible with it. Hey, tell you what, I know this guy. Here's a card. Give this guy a call before you do anything with this gun. This guy can come over to your house, run you through a shooting briefing, fundamental firearm safety, teach you the safety rules. And you know what? If you come out to his place, he's got a farm out in the middle of nowhere. It's zoned. You guys can hang up some targets on a tree and shoot so you know what it's like. And accessories. Do you know what type of accessories you might need?
No. I don't. Let me just get the gun. And how many clips does it come with? I probably need enough bullets to go in the clips.
Absolutely, sir. The things that you're referring to, clips, they are magazines. And tell you what, the bullets are what come out of the gun you actually load it with these things here that are called cartridges. And, yes, we have cartridges for practice and for personal protection. Man, there's, you know what, there's so much that you need to know. Here's this card of this Rick Eckert guy.
Okay.
Give this guy a call, man, because you're going to need some private instruction. You know, the thing is that I am concerned not only for your safety and the safety of your family, I don't want you to spend the next 20 to 40 years in prison. Would you promise me you're going to give this guy a call?
Sure. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I just need to get the gun now, though. I mean, because after I do this, I got to go out there looking for toilet paper.
Good luck on finding that toilet paper, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and see, this scenario literally is playing out in
daily.
Daily. And you know what? Can you imagine for the sake of expediency, how easy and less frustrating it is to just shove a gun into someone's shopping bag once you run the background check, kick them out the door, and then run to the next customer with a wallet full of money, man?
Yeah.
It's very easy to make a decision that's not going to work out for you. Obviously.
The problem here on Planet Rick, though, Rick, is that doing all of that role playing, we ran out of time.
And that's okay. We got most of it in. But you know what? If anyone has decided that this bears further investigation, they can follow up with me, and I'll be more than happy to get them squared away.
If not, we'll pick it up next week when we come once again back to Planet Rick. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Man, it's always a pleasure, man. You stay safe, and hey, man, watch your local bureaucrats, man. Don't give them an inch, because they will surely take a mile.
Absolutely. All right. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.